If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's Rachel Roberts
and Megan Segura.
We are at the Regency
in the bathroom.
We have had
a few cocktails.
feeling good.
Feeling great.
We just felt like in light of this week's Watch What Happens Live special with Luann, we needed to come to the scene of the crime that maybe...
No. Did or did not happen. We don't know.
We don't know.
It is very unclear what happened.
No, I mean, he did make out with a girl at Regency. We've seen the photos.
Right. That happened. Was it about Tom? It is about Tom.
Right.
So we decided to come here because it's about Tom.
It's about Tom. And Luann talks a lot about the Regency in that special.
And it's about time we came to the Regency.
Oh, but by the way... We've already seen celebrities.
Yeah. Number one, Vera Wang celebrated her birthday tonight at the Regency, and we were a witness to it.
Kelly Rutherford from Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl XOXO.
XOXO.
But also, I just want to comment that, like, all of you listeners out there, everything you think the Regency is, it is. Like, if you looked around and you were like, I wonder who would be at the Regency. Everyone you think is at the Regency
it
is at the Regency.
Smells rich.
Yes. There are very rich men. There are very rich women. There's a lot of, I'm going to say, improvements to the face.
Yeah, okay.
If you look around the room.
Right. Cosmetic.
Enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
If you look around, there's like a lot of ladies that have had enhancements.
A lot of young ladies with older men.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that too? So the Regency is everything I've ever wanted it to be. I'm only ever drinking at the Regency from now on.
Totally.
I feel like I said that very drunkenly. But it has been everything I've ever, like, literally, I was like, I wonder what this is going to be. And it was like, I was so happy the Regency is what it was.
But who are we? I'll never tell. XOXO Gossip Girl.
But back to you earlier today, Rachel and Megan, because we recorded this before we came to the Regency and had a few cocktails.
Yeah. Hi guys, it's Megan Segura.
And Rachel Roberts.
And this is the Daily Dish Podcast.
Bravo's official podcast.
Yeah, there needs to be more than one word for podcast. Like audio...
experience.
Yes.
Okay. Bravo's official audio experience. Audio, is that a word?
Aural
experience. Mm-hmm. That feels right.
That's the new tagline. We wanted to dedicate this episode to the Watch What Happens Live special one-on-one with Luann.
Some things only happen once in a lifetime.
Right.
This is one of those things.
Yeah.
It's that big of a deal. Do we want to just get into it?
I want to.
Okay, okay. Let's start from the very beginning. from the beginning. Good place to start.
I watched it before Rachel and was like, just wait for the opening. We need to talk about the opening.
I wrote down, it feels like a 2020 special about like a murder. Like he's like, here, on the scene.
The sudden end of Luann and Tom's marriage sent shockwaves from New York City to the Hamptons and around the world.
Like, I'm bringing you here today. It was like very like, I don't know if you've read his book, which I know that you have, but you know when he's talking about
Andy's?
Being working in news and like going to the scene. I felt like he was like calling upon those years for this episode.
Right. And I think it's also, it's just one of those things where reality TV fans have now been watching reality TV for so long that it's like, we know. She knows you're coming. You don't need to knock on the door.
I'm like, open the rosé.
It's not to catch a predator. You're not like surprising her.
Right. There was Andy. You know you were going to be here. But it was, but that's why I love it.
Right.
Like the seriousness and the pomp and circumstance.
I feel like he was almost sort of like playing into like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was exactly. They took it as seriously as it needed to be taken.
Totally. I don't know. I don't even know how to get into this because there were so many
things.
Well,
first of all, Andy asked her about like all the red flags, like how did you not see? And I thought it was interesting that she was like, I truly didn't see them.
I didn't see all of these, you know, red flags. I didn't see him talking to Missy. I didn't hear him talking, you know, and saying what he was saying. So,
but I mean,
you know, it was hurtful.
But the women were showing you red flags for the last year and a half.
I know, but it's different when you see it in that perspective, when you see it on the show and you see what was going on kind of behind the scenes that I didn't know about. So all these things piled up.
But it's like maybe it's like easy to discount a Ramona or discount someone that like has always
kind of saved your life.
Yeah. To be like, that's just Ramona being negative. That's just Sonia being mad that
about she lost Tom. A lover.
Yeah. Yeah. But then to see it with your own eyes and like right in front of you, that must be just so hurtful. I wonder if they watched it together.
I don't think so because I was the one that sent the episodes, and they got them the night before the reunion. Mm. Like, I think it was pretty late. And she said that she spent the night at the hotel. So
it was like a 2 a.m. throw the computer down.
I don't know, but because I've been talking to you about, I wonder when they knew, like, when she knew. Because like I said, that morning of the reunion, she talked so positively about him to me and to Andy. The only hint she gave that something was wrong was saying that she slept at the hotel the night before.
Right. Well, she even says that she knew going into the reunion. She says something to that effect, like, it was already over going into the reunion or something like that.
But
like,
that she still had hope.
Yeah, yeah. So she didn't want to, like, completely go there.
Right.
But that was, like, really the first. Because he asked her point blank, like, when did you know?
Right? Yeah.
And she was like, it was the weekend of the reunion. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so crazy.
Was it just?
It was, like, the weekend before the reunion, basically. And Tom went out and he called up an old girlfriend and they met up with a group of people, and I didn't know about it. I found out about it the next day in the press. So that for me was like the final straw. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
And it felt, you'll love this. It's a Sex and the City comparison.
Of course, I'll love it.
She says a lot of things that made it sound like she was just really getting tired of it all. You know, like he kept going out with people and not telling her about it. She kept reading about things in the press. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of the Atlantic City episode where Samantha runs up to Richard's hotel room to try to catch him cheating.
Uh-huh.
And there's no one there. And she's just like, it not now, but there will be, and right. I'm too old for this.
Right. When she's wearing the pearl thong.
Yeah.
I just ran up 11 flights of stairs because I was sure that you were up here f***ing someone else.
As you can see, I'm not.
Right now you're not, but you were, and you will again. And I can't spend my life running up and down stairs wondering when. I thought I could handle this, but I can't.
Samantha, I love you.
I love you too, Richard. But I love me more.
Yeah, it's just like, and you can't live your life in fear of it's going to happen again.
Right. It just sounds like he was not ready to get married.
But she maintains that he didn't. The whole time, Andy kind of would like be like, but did he cheat on you? Or like, do you think anything happened? And she just maintains, no, we were in love. I do not think that there was infidelity. That is not why we broke up.
I totally believe he was faithful.
You were faithful to him.
Totally. And I just feel like, you know, he's a flirty guy. He's a social guy. And I think people take that the wrong way sometimes.
I don't know what to think about that.
I know. I don't know if it's just like she is keeping that part private or if that's the truth. I don't think we'll ever know.
So then really she's getting divorced because she's sick of him not
being a, like, married person, not yeah. sharing, not respecting the other person's wishes of telling me I'm going to go out with my ex-girlfriend tonight.
Right.
If I ask you not to go to the Regency because it hurts me and they go anyway. And I think I had said this about watching the first part of the reunion. When someone does something and it hurts you and they know it's going to hurt you, that almost hurts even more because it's like they're doing it on purpose or despite the fact.
Right.
And that's even more painful. So I'm sure she just must be in that.
Yeah. And again, I feel like the real mystery here is why did he get married to Luann? I mean, I think you can love someone, be in love with someone, and not want to get married.
Right. Because Andy asks her that too. And yeah. she said, because we were in love. I think that he was in love with me. I think that he wanted to marry me. Maybe he wanted to marry her because he really did love her, but he didn't realize. I think that maybe it's kind of like old dogs can't learn new tricks.
Right.
Like, I think that, like, of all the people that he would marry, it would have been Luann, and he wanted it to work, but he just can't change who he is at this point in his life.
Yeah.
Like, so I truly think that they both went into it with the best intentions. Like, watching this, because, like, you know, I wasn't always sure, but watching this and hearing the way that she was talking, I really think that she wouldn't have done it if it wasn't good intentions. If there weren't good intentions. If they both really didn't believe that maybe it could work.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know. That's me.
People always say marriage is a lot of work. And I'm not an expert. I've only been in this one marriage, but I feel like I've been doing it a while. And I always wondered, what do people mean when they say it's a lot of work? Like, what part is work? And I think that there is a lot of mundaneness to the everyday life and like conforming to the other person's way of life.
I find in relationships that's like where I struggle the most because I'm very independent.
Yeah.
So I don't think of the other person always. And that's why it's hard because you're working together to do things together, but it's not exactly how you would always want to do them. Or
right.
So it's like you're working with another person on life.
Yeah.
Which is really hard.
And that means sometimes you have to say no to going out to the Regency. And sometimes you go home because your wife, Luann, maybe cooked. I don't know. She maybe didn't. But, like, I feel like she wanted a traditional marriage, and that's not who he is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And being honest with yourself and what you want.
Right.
Because it's really hard. I think sometimes a lot of people want something that isn't who they are.
Yeah. Because, by the way, if you're 50, you've had plenty of prospects and you're not married yet, it may just not be for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just, when Luann said I was married to the Count. I knew him for 2 weeks. We were married for 17 years or how long that they were married. I don't remember. And I thought maybe it could happen to me again, but I guess it can't.
I know.
I got married the first time after 2 weeks of marriage, and it lasted 17 years. So somehow I thought, you know what, this could happen again to me. And I was excited about it. I didn't give it much thought because I live with my heart, and I'm not afraid to take chances. I'm not afraid to love.
She really is. I believed her in this whole – I feel like what she was saying was really honest.
She loves love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, Dorinda said it during our Facebook Live with the Real Housewives Awards that she was like, I think it just was all too fast.
Mm-hmm. And the pressure of what they were under with everybody butting in. It was so public. It was like, I said this to my friend earlier today. I was like, I really, like what Dorinda was saying to me was really the weight of the pressure was like insurmountable. Like no, like getting through that, you would have to be very, very, very strong.
Some light moments from this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Sonia's reaction to the news. Oh, God.
Ramona reached out and said she was very sad. And Sonia said, oh, God.
Oh, my God. First of all, oh, God.
Oh, God.
I thought it was, like, very interesting that Carol was the only one that didn't reach out.
I know.
Is Carol the only one that you didn't hear from?
I didn't hear from Carol.
But I feel like Luann didn't get how shady that was. And Andy was like, so she didn't reach? Carol was the only one? She was like, no. And I was like, Luann.
Yeah, I really don't think Carol will ever really like Luann again.
No, I don't think they'll ever be, like, good friends.
Right.
I think they'll, like, you know, like, when you know someone in a social setting and you can, like, have drinks with them and it's, like, whatever. But as far as, like, real friends and reaching out in these times, like, maybe she felt it would be inappropriate.
Right.
I loved the moment when we found out that Sonia said, which I didn't know, oh, I would never go out with him again because I wouldn't date another girl's ex, which I thought was, like, basically just shading Luann again.
Yeah.
For being like, well, she was my ex first, so.
I mean, Luann's reaction to that was amazing.
I know.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'm really relieved, Andy.
Yeah, thank you for letting me know.
I wrote down in quotes, not really, but I don't know what it was about.
Doesn't she say that in, like, Turks and Caicos? And she's like, not really.
Oh, she said it about the Regency. Andy asked, do you think you'll ever go back to the Regency? She goes, not really.
Will you ever go to the Regency again?
Not really. Sorry, I had to make light of that. That's because it's just too funny.
It made me sad because my dream is to go to the Regency and see her there.
Right.
But well, I guess that'll never happen.
Tom, probably.
Ooh.
I was excited she never officially changed her name.
Me too.
And also, when Andy was like, do you think that you subconsciously did that to protect yourself? I think it's a pain in the ass to change your name.
I've heard this from so many people to be like, that have recently gotten married and they've had to go through this. And like, I had no idea. If I knew, I don't know if I would have started this process.
I think I waited like the better part of a year.
Yeah.
It's just a pain. So yeah, I don't really think it was that deep.
I thought this was an interesting question because to me the answer is obviously no. But when he asked her if she thinks she owes anyone an apology for, like, being right mm-hmm. about the whole thing. And it's like, what, she can apologize to people? Like, sorry I stuck up for myself and my husband and wanted my marriage to succeed. But I get why he asked it
right.
at the same time. But I thought that her answer was really interesting because she said an apology, no, but I wish I would have listened.
Right.
Which I was like, what a countess-like answer.
But it is, I mean, she kept saying, I don't feel like a chump. And I'm like, but
you have to kind of feel like you got taken advantage of.
You just.
But her answer to that was, all I can say is that love is blind. And then the blinders came off. And
yeah.
Now I see everything for what it is. And I mean, I was going to say, I can't tell you how many guys I've dated. But like, when you're in it, you just don't see it. And then you look back and you're like, that guy was a scumbag. You know,
right.
Like, how did I think that he was a good fit for me? That was stupid, you know? And she just took it to, like, the umpteenth level by getting married.
Well, this is why my personal philosophy is if anyone ever cheats, steps out, whatever.
Done.
Done. You should cut it off right there. What do you think?
I mean, I think that's such a complicated question. I think that, like, years together, the root of the issue. But I think that at the beginning, if you're just starting and they're already cheating on you, that would be a big red flag to me. Because
yeah.
I get after, like, years of being together, if you're having major issues, if there's, like, all of this stuff going on, like a Shannon Bedore. Like,
oh,
I feel
right.
like what you have together is worth more than that. Moment. Like,
yeah.
I know my family members that's happened to and they've chosen to stay together. And that shocks me, but it's like, they always say that, like, it's a symptom and all of that. And I think that if it depends on what's worth to you.
Right. And also with kids and stuff, I think it changes the game a little
bit. Right.
But if you're dating, like you said, if it's the beginning of a relationship,
right. Yeah.
Who do you prefer?
Oh.
Queen Latifah or Countess Dela Seps?
I mean, is there a comparison? I love them both.
The Countess is always going to be a part of me. Now I have this, my bedding collection coming out, and it's a brand that I own. Like, Queen Latifah, is she really a queen? I mean, right?
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I thought it was shocking that she said that they did break up a few times throughout the marriage.
Right.
So, which didn't add up, because she was saying everything was fine. It was just this last couple months. It was just this last couple months. So the last couple months you broke up a few times before the end of the marriage? That's a lot.
I think they're the kind of people who love to fight, maybe. And like would just kind of repeat the cycle. Like, doesn't it seem like that kind of relationship? Just really fast and furious.
Yeah, they were definitely, like, she even used the word passionate a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they were just clearly very, like, and I get this sense that, this is gonna sound bad maybe, but they had very, like, physically chemistry, like.
Yeah.
Like, they just want to, like, boom, you know, like, whenever they're around each other kind of a thing.
Right.
Because she's a very sexual person, as we know.
Yeah.
The pirate, she brought a guy back.
Oh, yeah. Don't be all uncool.
Don't be all uncool. Like, she's very open with her sexuality, and I wouldn't be surprised me if Tom was. So I feel like they probably have this, like, bing, bang, boom chemistry.
Right. She's European.
Yeah, she's European.
I mean, she's actually
Connecticutan.
Yeah. And also, I mean, if you toss jealousy into that because of, like, the ex-girlfriends, like, whew, not good.
What do you call someone from Connecticut? Someone tweet us, please, because I don't even know.
I don't know.
At Bravo TV, using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. I don't know.
Hashtag
Connecticut. Oh, I wrote down, yeah, keep that ring, girl.
Did you give back your 8-carat engagement ring?
No.
No.
And he didn't ask for it back.
But also, etiquette dictates that once you get married, you don't give the ring back. It's only if you break off the engagement.
And who would know better than the Countess about etiquette?
Exactly. It's probably in her book.
Ugh, I bet it is. Speaking of, is she writing a new book? She was already writing it about being resilient because she said Andy always calls her resilient. She's like, and now my life has come full circle and, like, I really have to be resilient. So looking forward to that. I hope it's called Resilience with the Countess.
Honestly, I'll read it if they promise to, like,
the untold story of Countess and Tom.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
that should be what
would
it's called.
Be smart of her to withhold some stuff from Andy to keep the book.
I mean, there's definitely a million questions I still have.
Yeah.
I want to end on a very good note. Was that a hint? It was, because I want to talk about the song. Get it? A note?
I totally get it.
Megan sometimes thinks I'm really funny, and then sometimes I'm not funny at all.
And sometimes it's a miss.
Oh, I thought it was funny. Okay, whatever. I love her explanation of why, we can play a little bit of it, but her explanation of why she wants to call it, If You Fall, Make It Part of the Dance.
I think there's one antidote to this.
What?
I think we need a new single from the Countess.
Well, listen, I've almost fallen off a camel. Yes. I've fallen into the rose bush.
Yes.
And I've fallen madly in love. So I think it should be, if you fall, make it part of the dance.
I can see that song. Like, I can hear it in my mind.
Do you think it'll be, like, fast? I almost think it'll be, like, a slow jam.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, so, like, if you fall, make it part of the dance.
Yes, I really think that's it. And then there's a special dance associated with the song.
I really hope that it's, like, Moroccan themed, though, and she, like, pretends to fall off the camel again. But instead of falling, she then, like, flies or something.
That is, like, a really, I like it.
TM Bravo Daily Dish.
If you fall, make a part of the dance.
Yeah. Doom, doom, doom. Just get some James Kennedy in there.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Luann, if you're listening, please call or tweet, I assume, James Kennedy and have him produce your next song.
Also, I kind of wish she was banging Scott Disick, like Andy asked her.
Oh, I know.
So it was rumored that after filing for divorce, you were seen flirting or canoodling with Scott Disick.
Me?
Yes. No?
No, we were at the same restaurant, but there was no canoodling going on.
You know, they call him Lord Disick.
Oh, yeah, but he's not a real lord.
Right.
How amazing would that be? We're just saying our entire life's happiness depends on if you tweet or
Wouldn't
if you do this,
Luann. Wouldn't it be great if James took our audio of singing and used, like, sampled it in the track?
I mean, that now is my dream. I didn't know 2 seconds ago what my dream was, but you found it.
For that, we would toss Sheena's song in lieu of that.
If you made us a... Oh my God, please, God, can this happen? I seriously want that to happen so badly. Can't wait to get those royalty checks as the writers of Make It Part of the Dance.
Is it a phrase? A popular one?
I think I've heard it before. Grace is going to do some Googling.
Oh, no.
Oh, Grace isn't going to. I guess I'm going to have to f***ing Google. Yeah. Oh, if you stumble, make it part of the dance. It's a quote. Oh, look it. There's already f***ing word art for it. So you know it's real.
Oh, it is? It really is a thing?
Yeah. But it's stumble is the official quote. So now that we're going to be hit pop stars thanks to James Kennedy, I think that's the end.
Yeah, it's probably the last episode you'll hear from us. JK, come back next week.
You can find me on Twitter at Rachie Robb.
And me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
Oh, okay. I see. Someone's upgrading their social media. Tweet us your thoughts at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. What did you think of this New York season? What did you think of this amazing special with Luann and Andy?
Do you think Tom should get one? Because we do.
Like Brooks.
Oh, yes.
In the vein of Brooks.
You can find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Oh, podcast choice. Wherever you're listening, please leave us a review. It helps us a lot.
And we wanted to shout out one of our adoring fans this week and say thank you so much. Emily Grace, you said, I can't even with this podcast. I look forward to it every week and was delighted, capitalized, to listen to the most recent Roni reunions. Would love more episodes like this. Meg and Rachel feel like friends, who I look forward to hearing from. Oh, we want to hear from you more. I mean, this was great.
It's so nice.
But thank you so much, Emily Grace. Someone was disappointed. Amanda AB875 said, since it's run by Bravo, there seems to be a lack of honesty.
Oh,
since
I
it's
saw run that by one Bravo. Before.
It feels very superficial and fake and often lacks the criticism that needs to be fun. The interviews also feel short and cut off.
Ooh, good note.
So, yeah, but that's a great note about our interviews. We'll keep them long.
And actually, we wish they were longer. Yeah. Sometimes we don't have them for that long, but we'll take this note and...
And make it better so you like us more, Amanda. How's that for honesty,
bitch?
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.